But that mistake, Mr. Popularity's gone, isn't it? I mean, what about you? I mean, is there someone that when you're around them, boyfriend, girlfriend, friend, whatever, man, I can't say that. I might make them mad at me. Oh, you know what? She wears this kind of jeans. Mom, I got to get myself one of those. Right? Don't we get tired of this? Don't we get tired of people loving us because of these outward things that are going on in our life? Think about it for a minute. How many people love you simply for you? Now be honest. I'm not talking about the surface stuff. I'm talking about how many people love you for you. Let's turn it around. How many people do you love simply because they are a creation of God? Now, as I was writing this, I was thinking, well, that's easy. I love Jamie. But you know what my next thought was? Do I really? Because she's a creation of God, is that why I love her? Or do I love her because she keeps me in line? Do I love her because she's an awesome mom? Do I love her because she's a great cook? Are those really the reasons why I love her? Or do I love her because simply she is a child of God? I challenge you to think about the people you claim you love. Search deep. Why do you love those people? You remember the whole premise of this teaching series from Romans 12? Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Let's bring that to the first person here. And let's say it together. Love from the center of who I am. Don't fake it. Just let's read it again. Love from the center of who I am. Don't fake it. Don't we need a fountain of love that doesn't run dry? Don't we need a fountain of love that doesn't run dry? Don't we need, on those days when you just can't get out of bed, don't we need a fountain of love that never runs dry? How about if you're in high school and your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you and you think your world is coming down? Don't we need a fountain of love that never runs dry? Or if you're the quarterback of a high school football team that breaks his hand, we think everything's coming to an end for the season. Yeah, us old folks think he has a bunch of his life left, but to him, doesn't he need a fountain of love that never runs dry? How about those of us who our spouse has been unfaithful to us? Don't we need a fountain of love when we need to wake up and go to work the next day? Don't we need a fountain of love that never, ever, ever runs dry? When we find out that we have cancer, don't we need a fountain of love that never runs dry? Well, folks, you will find a fountain of love that never runs dry on a stone-cropped hill outside the walls of Jerusalem, who has nails in his hands and thorns around his head just for you. When you feel unloved, you need to climb this hill. When you feel unloved, you need to meditate long and hard on heaven's love for you. Whenever you look at His eyes, that both of them are beaten shut, when His shoulders are raw like ground beef, His lips are bloody and split open, as you stare into the blood-stained face of heaven's only Son, remember this: God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die while we were yet sinners.